John Fung once noted that you hear everyone saying how much the practice is a matter simply of letting go, letting go. He said, but that's not the case. There's also a developing. At the time, I was brand new to the practice. I didn't know much about what other people were saying about it. But the more I see, the more I practice myself, the more I realize how important his teaching is. Before you let go, you have to have something good to hold on to. And that something good to hold on to is something you have to create. So even though when concentration is defined as a strength, it's said to be that you bring the mind to singleness of mind with the purpose of letting go. The question is, how do you bring the mind to singleness first? The Buddha is warning us that the purpose of concentration is not to build up powers. I mean, they do happen to some people. They don't happen to others. And if you make your purpose building up certain powers as you get the mind concentrated, if the mind is not already well settled, well established, in other words, it hasn't cleared out its home, cleared out the closets, gaining extra powers can be dangerous. We have to keep reminding ourselves we aren't doing this to let go. We're trying to create a place in the mind where we can let go of other things. But first we have to create it. The work here is directed thought and evaluation. It's how we talk to ourselves. And what do we talk to ourselves about? The formula says that we put aside all thoughts of sensuality, all concerns about the sensual pleasures today, the sensual pleasures tomorrow. We're going to focus on three things. You know, the themes of right concentration, you know, are the frames of reference in establishing mindfulness. And the three big ones you're going to be focused on right away will be body, feelings, mind. The body, of course, is how you experience it right now. And how you experience it is going to come through the breath. So what you're evaluating is this a good breath to settle down with? If I keep on breathing in this way, is it going to be a good place to be? If you're not sure, you can experiment. Long breathing, short breathing, fast, slow, heavy, light. Whole body breathing. Whole body breathing is important. That's where you're headed. So it's good to think of the breath energies flowing throughout the body. You do nourish the body in this way. I have a student who has compromised lung function, and she has to wear an oxygen monitor all the time. And she began to notice that when she was meditating and she looked down at the monitor, that when she was doing whole body breathing, the oxygen level went up. And when the body is well nourished like this, then the breath can be more still, more calm. And the body will not be starved. So that's something you want to work toward, breathing with the whole body. Asking yourself where in the body the breath is not going. Where are the patterns of tension? Where are you squeezing the blood, squeezing the breath out unconsciously? And what can you do to change that? Then the second thing you focus on are feelings. We're trying to create a sense of ease and well-being, fullness with the breath. So what kind of breathing does feel good? Focus where the breath feels most prominent. Try to choose a spot in the body that is sensitive to the breath energy. And ask yourself, what kind of breathing would satisfy that spot? Give it a sense of fullness. Then when it's full, can you think of it seeping out through the rest of the body? And finally, there's mind. is your mind ready to settle down? Because sometimes the directed thought and evaluation have to drop the breath for the time being to deal with issues in the mind, especially if you're carrying something in that you, for some reason, can't let go. Stop for a moment and think about it. Now you don't really, how you really don't need to think about it. You don't need to carry it around. But you need time to put it aside and rest. Gain some strength. Whatever way you have thinking about it, that helps you let it go. If it's an issue of lust, ask yourself, what would I gain by satisfying my lustful fantasies? What would I lose? And what is there that I'm lusting after anyhow? This is why the analysis of the body into its various parts is a very useful meditation to have at hand. Because at the very least, it helps take your attention away from the object of the lust and turns around to the lust itself. Because you find many times that the allure of lust is not so much in the object, it's in the narratives you build around it. So if you can put the object aside and focus on the narratives and see how they really are not worth it, they're really dumb. When you can see that, then it's easier to put them aside. And then you can get back to the breath. The same goes for anger that you're carrying around. Is it worth carrying around? Well, so-and-so did this, it really was bad. Well, does it really matter? And do you need to carry that around right now? If you have an image in your mind of all the things the mind carries around, think of it as being like a big burden you've placed on your shoulders, and how huge that burden can be. Now, if you saw somebody carrying a load like that around, you'd feel really sorry for them. Well, why do you carry it around? There's nobody forcing you. You can put it down. Part of the mind will complain about putting it down, but look into that part of the mind that's complaining about putting it down. It's not right. I won't get back at that person. Justice won't be done. Justice is rarely done in the world. Once one person's idea of justice has been carried out, the other people don't like it, and they're going to come back. The world has this back and forth. Who knows how long it's been going on? When you can think of it this way, then it's easier to put it down. And the mind that's been concentrated in one spot, on one feeling, can begin to melt, loosen up its hardness, melt into the body, melt into that sense of ease. And then you can have all three things together, body, i.e. the breath, feelings, and mind, occupying all the same space, spread out through the body. And then once you have that, then you maintain it. This is where you have to talk to yourself in a new way. Thoughts will come up. Well, here's a good chance to think about X. Here's a good chance to think about Y. You've cleared the decks. No. You want this to be a spot where nothing else matters right now. Just maintaining the state of mind. In whatever ways you have to talk to yourself and to maintain it, reminding yourself that the mind needs rest like this, it needs to spread out through the body like this. The body needs the attention of the mind. The two of them help each other along as they're cemented together through that feeling of ease. Keep talking to yourself like this until you don't need to talk to yourself anymore. The message has gotten through. At the moment, nothing else matters. There's just this. And a great sense of ease comes when you can put that chatter, even the chatter that leads to concentration, you put that chatter aside. And just be right here. And if any of the thoughts come nibbling away, you just say, nope. This is something you want to maintain. This is something you develop. You hold on to this. This is what you do gain from the meditation. But the purpose of gaining this is so you can let everything else go. So try to create this spot in the mind where nothing else matters. It can be your refuge. It's your strength. It's the nourishment the mind needs. So it can let go of all the various ways in which it drives itself crazy. Whatever anxieties there may be about the future. Whatever sense of frustration there may be about the present. They're going to eat away the mind unless you have this sense of nourishment. With this sense of nourishment, you can let go of a lot of things. You can put those burdens down. So this is what you develop for the sake of letting go. And the stronger the sense that nothing else matters right now, the more nourishment you'll be able to find. So that when you have to get out and deal with the world, and take on the various duties that go with this matters and that matters, you still have one foot in this other space. So that when other things do matter, you have the strength to deal with them properly. But you've also learned the skill of learning how to put them down. Let them go. So even though there are burdens that you sometimes have to carry in the world, you don't have to be bent over all the time.